Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Coach Jonathan Lee after stage six of single track six. You're all done, John. How you feel?
Oh, man. So relieved. Like, this has been hanging over my head since 2017 when we came to single track six. And it was Nate, Chad, and I. And we hyped it up. And Nate crashed and broke his top tube and was like, I don't want to do this race anymore after stage one. Chad was like, I don't either. I'm just going to ride when I feel like it. and then I like concussed myself and DNF'd on the fifth stage. And man, I remember some of you that listened to the podcast were like really rude and harsh after that. And I remember like just a lot of you saying like, these clowns can't finish anything. And, yeah. Part of this is very much like a shake of the fist to all of you that were mean, in those circumstances. You didn't have to be mean, could have been supportive. But it just feels really good to get the monkey off my back. And it was an awesome, go ahead. Yeah.
You didn't just finish. You got top 10 in GC and had a good day. Yeah. Today.
Seventh today. We'll get into that a little bit later. And then, secured ninth in GC. The stage was a lot shorter. It was like 20 mile head unit. So we finished up at the Nordic Center and then it was a neutral roll down to town after that. And that was just to keep it safe because there was a lot of like, you know, road crossings and stuff. So that was really smart of the organizers. But so I finished with like 20 miles on my head unit roughly when we came across the line up there. And then, so that's short, a lot shorter. And it was like not as much climbing and really fast on the gas, weaving in and out of trees and roots and rocks all day. So it was like, but I love that sort of racing where it's not that it's like crazy steep and long, but it's like you always have to be on your toes and you have to be super diligent. That was so much fun. I loved it. I loved the roots and the rocks and, it was a blast. For power, we started out the stage and like, I was like with the front group and I just kind of zoned out for like 5 seconds. And then suddenly I realized like, oh no, like the group split in half and I missed the move. And it was a headwind up a road climb. So I like instantly like tried to get around and got blocked in, tried to get around the other way, got blocked in, tried the other way. And then finally I found a way through. And then I tried to bridge across and burned a pretty big match in the beginning there. If I look at it, so it was.
Yeah, wait, did you say what the profile was like? You started with a road climb and then.
And then it was just like roll. And it was 1,000-foot climb for 4 miles to start. But then after that, it was just punchy, rolly stuff the whole entire day. Mm-hmm. But in that bridge attempt, I did almost 400 watts for almost 2 minutes to try to bridge. So it was like a stiff effort and I couldn't make contact because the headwind, they really started rolling as a group and I was just dangling. And that hurt. Took me a while to recover from that. But, I found the same wheel that I did yesterday of that guy that was close to like allowed me to recover, but was still carrying good pace. And was there with him. And then after that, broke away and man, it was just like a fast. And I was with this, gentleman from New Zealand who was really good technical rider. And it was great to just like roll with him and kind of swap turns, so to speak, in a lot of descents. So then, you know, that way it really helps sometimes to have a person ahead of you when you're riding blind trails. And, so we both understood that. So we'd kind of swap and it was great. I learned from my mistakes with directions. You have to have your head unit. You need to turn off recalculating, right? We learned that on stage two.
Right.
So, and I did that and the course was at a Nordic Center and it was so like twisty, turny and crossing itself all over the place that it'd be really easy to take wrong turns. And there was this section where coming down a flow trail, it totally felt like, you came down to a fire road and it felt like you would just jump across the fire road and continue and you couldn't see the markings.
Oh.
But my head unit was yelling at me like, turn right, a climb is about to start. And I was like, okay. And the two guys in front of me, they missed it at first. And I yelled out and I was like, to the right. And they realized, they turned around and then we rolled together. But I'm quite certain that a huge chunk of the field missed that turn. And as a result, we ended up going and we were on course. But we ended up running into a lot of people going the wrong way on the trail later on because I think they missed that. And it makes sense because if you're on the wrong way on the trail, you'd see trail markings, you'd see flags every once in a while and you wouldn't know. So And then there was also, I think, some construction up there that changed the route a little bit, which made it confusing on a head unit. But for us, they had marshals pointing us in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So I think that probably contributed to some GC losses. But I mean, that's part of the game, you know, like you gotta, I mean, that's why I lost 10 minutes on the first stage. So, because I need to take ownership. I didn't have my head unit set up correctly. And as a result, I messed up. So
yeah, definitely anyways, no fault of the organizer or anything. Like,
no, I don't think so. And somebody was saying that maybe like the signs had changed, but I'm not sure if the signs had changed or whatever else, because I was following the directions of the head unit and it all kind of all worked out. So, yeah, anyways, and looking at it, like if I hadn't had that, it wouldn't have changed anything if I hadn't had that 10 minute, I wouldn't have moved up to like seven or to eighth overall if I didn't make that wrong turn. So quite satisfying to be where I'm at. And yeah, eighth overall feels pretty darn good. So
learning from mistakes
overall. Yeah. Yes.
Learning from mistakes, redeeming yourself, concussing.
Yeah. Today we had to carry bear spray.
Oh, that's scary. Right. It was mandatory, right?
Yeah. And I wasn't planning on riding with a pack. I was planning on just riding with bottles. This actually was kind of a bad choice. I didn't realize how twisty turny constantly it would be. It was hard to drink. But I rode with the pack. So then I could put my bear spray in my pack. Cause I had no other way. Otherwise it totally would have fallen out of my jersey pocket. Granted, if a bear was right there and coming at me, I would have had to fumble with my pack. So I might've been like, you know, a scene from the Revenant or something.
But. Yeah. I was just about to say, like, that's the hard thing about bear spray is like, you can't really pack it away because when you need it, it's like you suddenly need it. Like you turn a corner and like the bear is like surprised and you're both like, ah. And so like, yeah, putting in a pack is.
Yeah. Not probably great. Nothing, but I figured I'd be by other people. It's kind of like when a dog chases you, like just don't be last, you know, and then you're okay. That's what I was hoping for. Sorry, it's everyone around me. But yeah, what a fun, like, and different way to finish off the race. Like, just really fast, wide open, and you had to be on your toes, and like, almost like that scene in Star Wars, the speeders going through the trees, you know, but constant roots and rocks that you're also having to, like, pick through, and it was cool. It was really fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
My power on the day too wasn't that high because of that. I think all of that twisty turny stuff. The start, I did almost 320 watts for like the first 10 minutes, and then roughly under that, 315 watts. Sorry. And then after that, like at the, it just came down to an MP of only 243. But again, that's just because I kind of had like a power limit. You're constantly swerving and bobbing and weaving, so it's cool.
Totally. Those, that scenario that you described with the leaders kind of sneaking away and like having a little gap, like, I think it's hard to understand that, like, even though you have 4 miles to potentially make up for it, like, it's too late. Like, it's gone, you know?
It's too late. Yep. Yeah. Cause they got a gap there that was probably a good like 20 seconds. And then after that, I was in a group that was carrying a slower pace. And granted, I needed to recover, so that slower pace worked for me. But if I had bridged, I would have already been recovered and been able to hold that faster pace. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, it pays at certain points to move up and to get into positions and maybe burn a match like that. So I gambled. That part didn't pay off, but it still ended up being an okay day. So
awesome. Great. Yeah. And you ready for your big bowl of salad?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to go up to see Lake Louise really fast and then head over, do a long drive down to see friends, John and Shelley. In Rossland, and then after that, head down. But yeah, salads.
And you'll be back for a podcast on Thursday, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Do we have one this Thursday? Oh,
I don't know. I've got to look at the. It's been a lot.
Sorry.
So, it's been a lot for you. It's been a lot for Maxine and a lot for myself. We may take this Thursday off. We've given you a lot of content also this week. Sorry, y'all. You probably also had enough of us anyway. So. Maybe you can use it. So let us know down on YouTube in the comments what you want. I can't guarantee that we'll follow all advice from those comments, but
great. Okay. Yeah, well, if we don't see you later this week, we'll see you next week. And congrats, John. Super stoked for you. Yeah.
Thanks,
Abby. Big redemption and good performance on low volume training. Like, that's incredible. for like really long, demanding days. Like,
yeah, it consistency pays off above all, I think, right? No matter what the volume is, just consistency. So, yeah, it was great. Nice.
Cool. So for you, thanks for joining us. And thanks, Single Track 6. So awesome. What a great event. Hopefully I get to go someday. But yeah. Oh, man. FOMO.
We'll see you next.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll see you next week or later this week.